Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 Kansas City! Yeah! Time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high up 66. Currently, it is 37. Clear skies in the River Market.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Get Right? Actually, not Get Right Wednesday. It's Throwback Thursday, ain't it?
Yeah, the last one of Black History Month. And I'm doing a show right now with no headphones.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you sound good. Sounding good.
You okay? Yeah, still on air?
Yep, we still moving and grooving.
Okay, Deanna Fears.
That's you. What's that book
hey, yo,
in
this
your
morning,
head?
D, if you were in KC in the 90s, you know the name about Myron Piggy. You know that name. And he will be on the show talking about his story, D. He's connected to the Rush Brothers here in Kansas City. So many basketball players are connected to Myron Piggy. Mm-hmm. What's now name, image, and likeliness in college. He was doing that before it was legal. Mm. Talk to him about his story, D. It's a good story.
Can't wait to hear it. Also, TMG goes down at the 23. His gospel actors David and Tamela Mann share a moment a churchgoer gave her husband an inappropriate hug.
Oh. We know about those.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't get caught.
We got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. But D, it is the last Throwback Thursday of Black History Month of 2026. It's only one song we got to play. Let's go. Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
I like that.
Say it loud. Look at him. Some people say we got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of love.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
Now is an opportunity to give love. Now is a chance to offer kindness. What makes a difference is what you're able to focus upon. What matters is what you can give your energy to build and maintain. There are people around you who can benefit from your authentic presence. Give them the value of your care and attention. Embrace life in this moment with all its glory and imperfection. Accept the reality of your circumstances and chart the most life-affirming course forward. You've experienced how strong you can be. Utilize your strength and your time for good purpose. Let the real beauty of who you are come forward. Live as though your life matters to you and everyone else, because it surely does. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It's a hot 64. Currently, it is 35. Clear skies at Wyandotte Lake. Former NBA player Chris Bosh opens up about a recent health scare that had him waking up in a pool of his own blood.
I woke up covered in my own blood. It was crazy. It was fast. It was instant. There was no warning. I was getting ready to go on a date with my wife. And the next thing you know, I was on the ground. And it made me really have a different outlook on life and how things go, what we do for ourselves, what we do for our family, how we live our lives. And no matter what it is, make sure you don't wait.
I remember that. I think that was the beginning of him going into retirement.
Yeah, and he's been very vocal about his health since retirement. I know he's dealt with life-threatening blood clots in his legs and lungs. So although he didn't disclose exactly what condition he has, he did say, of course, he's still showing those signs of recovery, where he had those kind of raccoon eyes and all that. So definitely sending some prayers and some strength his way. Other news, another former NBA player, Iman Shumpert, chopped it up with Uncle Shannon Sharp and became emotional while reflecting on the passing of his father.
I mean, I knew he had to go in the hospital. I thought he just had some, like, you know, people get older.
Yeah, being there a couple of days and he'd be right back out.
Yeah, and then knowing him, I just, you know, I would have been, I guess I'd naturally worry more about my mom. Yeah, dude don't ask for help. He don't, yeah, even in them last couple months, man, it was like hard to help him.
Yeah, 20 years since my father passed away, coming up in May, and it still hits like it happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. So you lose a parent, everything changes, no matter how old you are or young you are. It affects you for the rest of your life. But the thing is, man, you have to, and the thing that I found solace in is thinking about their legacy and thinking about the strength that you have to get past it. Mm-hmm. And it really shows you who you really are and what you made of, man, when you think about that. So I just advise all the cousins, if you're going through a loss of a parent, man, praying for your strength, your protection, your love, your foresight. Because it's a tough thing to deal with.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Federal Bureau of Investigation is investigating Kansas City's Mayor Pro Tem and her husband, who is the Director of Public Works. So allegedly, investigators have interviewed current and former city employees about the use of taxpayer dollars by Mayor Pro Tem Raina Park Shaw and Michael Shaw. And the mayor pro tem, you know, she already announced that she's running for mayor. She announced this last year. Yeah. And her husband, the current public works director, they are both under the microscope. So this has come after allegedly investigating and talking with former and current city employees. And these are allegations raised by the five sources who say that they were interviewed by the FBI. No charges have been announced, by the way. So
interesting.
There's been no public comment by anybody yet. And, you know, I'm sure she'll let things play out
and
speak when necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
We'll
keep you updated. Yep. Oh, look at you. Look at me. Okay.
We'll keep you up to speed, cousins.
Right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
So, Kansas, I did not know this. Kansas is one of the most expensive states in America for homeowners insurance. Now, and I'm thinking, like, why? We're in the middle of the country. This is
right. The
Bible Belt. Well, that explains exactly why. Tornado Alley and tornado season is coming up. So we definitely got to prepare for that. But yeah, tornadoes, natural disasters, you know, there's always some sort of...
Some trying to increase that price.
Yeah, here in Kansas City, at least in the Midwest. But Missouri, their rates are rising too. So it's necessary for homeowners and essential to protect against extreme weather. So Kansas is the fifth most expensive state in the country for homeowners insurance.
Really?
And in 3 years, Kansas are paying 14% more on premiums. And in Missouri, at that same stretch, we're paying 12% more. So one way to lower your premium risk, cousins, is by installing impact-resistant shingles, which makes up the roof. You know, it fortifies your roof. Also, shop around for coverage. Yeah. Consider high deductibles. Mm-hmm. Invest in ways to strengthen your home and improve your credit score.
Pay them pay them bills on time, cousin.
On time. And pay a little bit extra.
Yeah.
The Consumer Federation of America, along with Missouri, they're calling for state legislation to help homeowners, D. So they point to grants that pay homeowners to upgrade their roofs to a higher standard, leading to lower premiums and fewer claims. And they also have a few more suggestions as well. But, it's shocking, but it's not shocking to find out that Missouri and Kansas are some of the highest with homeowners insurance. And then you think about the other natural disasters that's happened you know, within the past 20 years or so. Think about Hurricane Katrina and all of that that happened down there. I think about all of the hurricanes that's happening in the South and the Gulf Coast. And if you don't have no insurance and your home is wiped out, it's like, what are you going to do at that point?
Yeah, that's kind of what happened to some of my cousins in St. Louis that with the tornado.
Tornadoes last year.
Yeah. But, you know, even though we live in the Midwest and I know that natural disasters and a lot of things happen, I felt so much safer being in the Midwest. I'm thinking we ain't got to worry about no snakes, no alligators.
It's always certain, something you got
to
worry about.
We ain't got to worry about no fires. Like, we don't have to worry. To me, the Midwest, we get the... We don't get too much compared to other areas, so take that for something.
And that's why, you know, cost of living here is a little cheaper. And,
yeah.
You know, and some other things, but yeah, it's always something to worry about.
Earthquakes and tornadoes,
though.
Yeah, we gonna get them. Yeah. We gonna get them. Always. But it ain't gonna be the same as California and the other cities.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on hot 103 jams. Salute.
Cousins, we love and appreciate you for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning, whether you're doing it through the app or you're doing it old school way through your radio. You're driving down 71 right now. You up north at 29.
Slow down.
Right, for real though, man. Take it easy. And just know that Hustle and Shine in the morning, we appreciate and love you so much for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the cousins that's been hitting us up on the Facebook page because we are live right now. Shout out to LaShana Oliver, Carver Harris, Stacey Davis, Redonda Sawyer. Who else we got in the comments? That's looking like everybody for right now. And then on the text line, that thing thumping.
Oh.
Shout out to Grand Rising. That was sent over from one of our cousins in the 816 at Grand Rising World. And sent love to Jay, Jax, Indy, and White Al, and Casey Old School Drill Team. Shout out to them. Big love to Big Reese, Brandocious, Shane Blaze. Shout out to Joaquin. Y'all have a blessed day. Redmond kids at Oak Grove School District. Hey, cousins. Willa King, Anastasia Jackson, the Kirkwood and Solomon family from Chef Taco. And good morning, cousins. Was sent from somebody with an 816 talking about some, I want them Cardi B tickets. Well, you better listen in because might be getting you qualified during That's My Jam. And last but not least, two of our favorite cousins, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side and Rich Harris, as always loyal, hitting us up on that text line faithfully every day. We appreciate you.
Always big love, cousins.
Mm-hmm.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
7:21 on your time, high up 65. Currently, it is 34, sunny skies at Minor Park. Gospel actors Tamela Mann and David Mann say that there was a moment a churchgoer gave her husband an inappropriate hug.
I had a lady the other day come in full frontal hug around the neck. Mm-mm. And I said, ma'am, you can't do that.
And what she was like, why? I said, because I said so.
I know that's right.
I said, you bold enough to do it? I'm bold enough to say
something. I know that's right.
Get off of him.
I know that's right.
What if you wasn't even fresh?
Give me 50 feet. Mm.
Baby. Mm. Come on.
I mean, that cougar was like...
I mean, a hug around, I said chest to chest earlier, but a hug around the neck.
I mean, you still like, chest to chest. Yeah.
No, you are. No, that's even crazier. Worse. Yeah, like, I'm just like, I'm like, oh, why are you embracing me like this?
I don't.
My wife right here? You trying to die?
Right.
Like, oh, whoa. What?
Even if that person isn't married, I just think there's a certain line of,
how
like,
you doing?
I'm liable to roll up on a dude and dap him up. I don't want you to get nothing misconstrued. Like, I'm not finna hug. A side hug, like a very much side hug. But two, that's crazy.
Two arms around the neck.
And the neck is given. That's my man.
You want something.
Yeah.
You want something more than a hug.
Yeah, she was going to get something from Tamela Mann. She was going to be taken to the king quickly.
Oh, yeah. Take her through there. Going to play next too close.
Now, since we talk about relationships, there was a viral video of an LA rapper named Simba who recalls a time where he finally stopped hiding his girlfriend and said his friend, the rapper Game, slid in her DMs a day after that.
Yeah, I finally stopped hiding my girlfriend. In the minute somebody know who your partner is, they in her DMs.
They on her.
My big brother, Game. I love Game to death. I show Game, I say, it's my girl. You know, we think about getting married. So 2 days later, he was in her DM.
Oh, my Lord.
I said,
Game? Come on, Game.
I love him, though. I love Game. That's my big dog.
What? Hold on. So that's still your big bruh? After he that's got into the DMs of a girl you trying to marry and you still love him? He don't love you, obviously. And he ain't got no respect for you. Forget love. He ain't got no respect for you or your relationship,
fam.
They
be doing stuff different over in L.A.
And you think it's going to get better? He's sliding in your woman.
And it's just people chunk it
I'm
up.
I'm appalled, dog.
No, it is. People chunk it up like, oh, dudes going to be dudes. No. No, sir.
No, that says something about his character and what he think
here.
About you, dog. Like, are we kidding me right now? Well, I couldn't fathom one of my homies doing that to me. Like, what are we talking about?
Oh, I know. Be
shining
to
your
have
big bruh.
Be shining to have him hemmed up in the corner.
Man, look.
Oh my God.
I'm not the toughest guy in the world. I'm not Mr. Tough Guy.
Yeah.
All right, but
when it comes to yours, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a certain
and I wouldn't
respect
expect
level.
Exactly. I'm with you when you're right. So don't be out here hugging up on nobody's husband, especially with two hands, two arms around the neck, and don't be sliding in people's DMs. That's just ridiculous.
I bet a lot of people saying he ain't lying.
You know it's T when you see them two fingers touching. Shout out to Young Miami on that one.
I knew it, girl. I was giving it to him. All right.
That's the morning gossip.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Gems, baby. Let's go.
I always love talking all things Kansas City, and we got some Kansas City history in the building this morning. Mr. Myron Piggy, he was in charge of a lot of things involving basketball in Kansas City back in the day, and NIL. Name, image, and likeness. We see it all over college sports
everywhere
right now. We see college players getting paid to play. Well, a lot of this started back in the day when it was quote-unquote illegal. And Mr. Myron Piggy, he got a story to tell because he was involved in a lot of these things in Kansas City. And he's on the show this morning. Mr. Myron Piggy, good morning. How you feeling?
Good morning, Kansas City. How y'all doing?
We're good. And I know you also have your daughter with you. You want to say hi to the Kansas City folks out there?
Hi, guys.
Don't be shy.
Right, this is Zoriana Piggy.
Well, man, we appreciate y'all coming on the show. And like I said, in the late 90s, you became one of the face of what many call corruption in amateur basketball. Talk about your connection with Kansas City and how all of that got started back in the 90s.
Well, you know, I started really getting into basketball when my son, he was born, and then he was a pretty good ball player. And then he started playing on the circuit with a guy named John Walker, but then it just grew up as he got older. John Walker had a team, and then all of a sudden, as he got older, CMH just got dropped in my lap, an AAU program which was ran by one of the big millionaires named Tom Grant.
Now, an AAU is like basketball for young players, amateur basketball, and they have aspirations to go to the league, go to college.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then when I took over that program, it was a program that you basically went and get all the best high school athletes from each high school,
right,
to put them together for like it's like an all-star team.
Yeah. Okay, and these things were kind of like frowned upon back in the day, kind of sort of like how did you get caught up? I want to say, so to speak, for lack of a better term, how did this become a big deal to where it was illegal?
It came a big deal when I basically kind of went against the system. When I started going out, flying across the country and going in other high school players' homes, like the college coaches was, and recruiting them to come and play for the CMH team out of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, the AAU programs frowned up on it.
So it's kind of like a recruiting roar.
It was because I was going in people's backyards stealing basically their best players.
And I'm sure it was a lot of people that were upset about that.
It was a lot of people upset about that.
Because AAU is very competitive.
It was very competitive, but you know, once I realized how the system was with a New York team and a California team, which is California's big and New York's big, Kansas City really couldn't stack up and we couldn't really compete against that kind of talent.
Right.
So I'm saying to myself, I'm gonna take my mentality and I'm gonna put this in this team and I'm going to go across the country, and I'm going to be able to compete against everybody.
Now, we've seen a number of college coaches, especially back in the 90s and 2000s, get in a lot of trouble for the exact same thing that you were doing. But now people are getting rewarded for it. Do you feel like you were kind of like a trendsetter, or you knew the game before everybody else knew it?
I did know the game before everybody else did, because what I did was I took my street smarts side and I implemented it into my basketball side. Mm-hmm. And the college coaches like John Thompson and Nolan Richardson and mm-hmm. Calvin Sampson, all them dudes used to come to my house mm-hmm. trying to get my players.
Legendary college basketball coaches, yeah. By the way.
So what I did was I just took their program and the way they was going, and I just took it and implemented it to myself mm-hmm. to bring it to my program.
Okay.
You know, yeah. And then it turned out to be illegal.
Right, yeah. Right. If you was in KC in the 90s and 2000s, you know about the Rush brothers and the Rush family and how much of an impact that Jerron Rush, Brandon Rush had on this city. And a couple of those brothers went on to get NBA championships. Brandon Rush, straight from Westport High School, he was playing with Golden State and Steph Curry and them, got a ring with them. Kareem Rush, former Mizzou Tiger, went on to with my Los Angeles Lakers in 2002 and got him a ring with Kobe and Shaq.
You better put that my in front of them Los Angeles Lakers.
They're my Lakers. You know what I mean, Shane? You know what I mean? But Mr. Piggy, can you talk about your relationship with the Rush family and how that saga went for you?
Well, Jerron Rush and my son Myron Jr. was best friends in middle school. Mm-hmm. And Jerron used to come over to the house a whole lot before he was even a Jerron Rush. So that relationship became between my son and Jerron at Paul Robeson Middle School back in the day.
Oh, with the Paul Robeson. Oh, Lord. You know they tearing it down now, right?
No, I didn't know that.
They're tearing Paul Robeson down.
So they went to the
right
old
now.
Robeson over on the east side by Minute Circle.
Okay, the other one. See, and that the Paul Robeson they tearing down now, that was the new one, quote-unquote. Yeah.
So then as they grew up, they became real good friends. And, you know, Jerron and Myron Jr. was playing on another AAU program with a guy named Mike Walker. Mm-hmm. I mean, John Walker. So they just grew up, and as they grew, they stayed together and they played together. And then when I took over the CMA 76ers, I mean, they was there. And Kareem was a big part of that. And then Brandon used to be a little kid, and he used to hang out a lot around there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's how we developed. You know, I was like, Jerron was like a son to me. Mm-hmm. And I treated Jerron like I treated Myron Jr. because, you know, I used to call him every morning, wake Jerron up, make sure he got to Pembroke on time. Mm-hmm. I used to go sit down with his counselors,
yeah.
Make sure that he was doing his homework. I was at every game. I had to go to every practice with him because I was his mentor and I was his dad.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
You know, so that was very important to me to make sure that the kid was going in the right direction. You're talking about a good kid. This dude mm-hmm. is a good dude, even mm-hmm. today.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm opening up a Kansas City yearbook and hearing some of the highlights. What was an instant classic memory that you always have tucked away in your brain? Something on the court? Because you guys were talking about windmills.
Oh, I got one. Can I say it first?
Go ahead.
We all saw this on the news back in the day. It was like 2000-something uh-huh. when Jerron Rush did the windmill dunk and broke the glass at Pembroke.
Yeah.
But I know you say you done seen that thousands of
yeah,
times.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen some crazy stuff.
I done seen Jerron go against the best players in the country. I remember, I don't know if you remember the Collin twins who came
yes.
out of Stanford.
Yes.
And we was at, we was in California. And it was a tournament called Izzy Washington used to give a big AAU tournament. And Jerron went down the middle one time, and both of the Collin twins was trying to stop him. Mm-hmm. And this dude went down there, and he jumped over both of the 77-footers and just dunked in their face. His whole, God. I ain't going to say what
in
was in their face.
In the face. Oh, no, I know what you're talking about.
But the whole gym went crazy. And, you know, and I look at it like this. I always say that Kansas City produced a lot of talent, mm-hmm. street talent and basketball talent. But to me, Jerron Rush was the best AAU player and high school mm-hmm. player that came out of Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Stamping it.
Between you, Mr. Wainwright, Jack Bush. These I consider y'all like kind of like the basketball gods in Kansas City. Just talk about some of the relationships you have with some of the Kansas City families who you were able to help back in the day.
Well, all my families, it's so many, all my families that, all my kids that was in the program was my family, you know? And I go back to, again, that basically where I got in trouble was that I had a program that we would go across the country and we would fly first class, we would live in five-star hotels. But when we came back home, the kids didn't have that ability to live like that. Mm-hmm. So as me being their parent and their coach, mm-hmm. I feel that it was my obligation to make sure that they had water, gas, light, mm-hmm. and food.
They were taken care of.
And the system didn't like that. And that's why I had the opportunity to sit down. It's big. I had the opportunity to sit down with Mike Watson. And me and Mike Watson.
Who's the writer of this book, by the way?
Mike Watson's the writer of this book. And me and Mike Watson sit down, and Mike Watson came through the program for a minute, but we sit down, and we really, and he really did, and I had to give props because I'm old school and I'm loyal. I had to give props to people who never turned their back on me because he could have said, I don't know, but he sit down and investigated, he wrote this book, and he put it together, although I wanted it to be written a little raw, but it wasn't that. Mm-hmm. So that's how the book was really written, because me and him had a relationship and have a relationship to make this happen.
We only hit a tip of the iceberg with your book, The Hustler That Changed the Game, Mr. Myron Piggy's book. I advise everybody from Kansas City, especially if you was tapped in with the basketball culture, to really get this book and read it. It's available locally, kind of everywhere, Barnes & Nobles, all that.
Yeah, MyronPiggy.com, MyronPiggyBook.com. Amazon has been the number one seller on Amazon for the last 2 months.
Congratulations.
That's what's up.
Congratulations to you.
Thank y'all for having me and say it.
Don't be shy.
Come on. End us out.
I know that's
right.
Purcell High School.
That's beautiful.
And I go to Purcell High School. Shout out to my school. Shout out to my family there. I love y'all. And I'll see y'all.
Hey.
Thank you. We appreciate
y'all.
You both.
Thank y'all coming on.
Peace and love.
Bye.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:27 on your time. High up 65. Currently 36. Sunny skies at Operation Breakthrough. Eric Benet speaks on rapper Jelly Roll's Grammy Award acceptance speech and his lack of expressing his political views when he was asked.
He said he was going to do some research and get back on the topics he didn't know about. How much research do you have to do to publicly say raping, torturing, and killing children is bad? How much research you got to do to say genocide is bad?
Facts. He ain't lying.
Yeah, does that call into question that everybody needs to speak on it if they're asked then? Because Jelly Roll didn't speak on it. He said he needed to get research. So what does that mean? Mm. Lots of questions that need to be answered. Other headlines. TMZ reports Cardi B went, quote, berserk at the SNL rehearsal Ooh. After allegedly hearing a Nicki Minaj joke Ooh. Without even being mentioned in it. And they claim she then threatened to leave, threw her phone at a monitor backstage, and punched a screen until it broke.
Oh, my God.
The alleged joke ultimately got scrapped.
Libra angry issues right there, boy. Golly.
Ow. Setting a standard, that little Miss Drama. So make sure you also get your tickets. We're getting you qualified up next. So just duck if she throw a phone at you.
Hey.
Well, now that is taken care of. It is time for birthday announcement.
It's spicy season. Happy birthday to those gentle, helpful, and creative Pisces.
How you doing?
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Send it over a big happy birthday to popular streamer Duke Dennis. A big happy birthday to comedian, actor, and a friend of Hustle and Shine in the Morning, my cousin, D-Ray Davis. A happy birthday to movie actor who's played a role in some classics. Happy birthday to Bill Duke. Happy birthday to one of my NFL greats. Happy birthday to Marshall Faulk. Sending over some birthday love to Kansas City's very own reporter with the Kansas City Star, who has worked with The Pitch and ESPN. A major happy birthday to Lex Stone. And last but not least, happy birthday to R&B singer Erykah Badu.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, LaShonda Drummer, Rudy Ray, and Kaylee Bell. Sending birthday love to Diane McCoy, Jesus El Negro, and Leo Herrera. Happy birthday, Ambry Marie, Marky Mark, and Alicia L. Sanchez. Happy birthday, Destiny Fountain and Lisa Black. Plus a big special happy birthday to my dog, Theodore James Liberta, owner of Buck Tui Barbecue. Happy birthday to you and everybody else born on February 26th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Whitney.
Okay, Litney.
Whitney with a W.
We got
Whitney
you.
With a W. Do we call, I need to we, turn my radio
nah,
on?
Nah, we calling you Litney.
We got you, cousin. All right, yeah, you coming in with some good energy. What you doing on this Thursday?
I'm not working during that shit.
Okay.
Bring us something. We starving.
Yeah, we are. I hope with all that food you got in that car, you got a nice air freshener in there. What you got?
I got some Febreze, some heavy duty Febreze.
Not heavy duty.
Yeah, that'll work.
Heavy duty. Sometimes you get sushi in this car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Damn. I
heard that thing
one
out.
Ways in one.
Yikes.
We do.
All right, Whitney / Litney, we got a chance to get you qualified to go see Cardi B with 4 tickets and get you a $150 Jazz of Louisiana Kitchen gift card. But you got to finish these lyrics in order to qualify. You ready?
I am.
When I tell you these, they shoot. Please believe it. They go on anything. These way too easy.
They are.
Low down dirty, good for nothing dogs. I'm convinced. Can't wait to see your mama tell her how she was the f***ing boy.
Outside, poppy going outside.
Ooh. Ooh. Hey!
Cousin.
Oh.
I don't...
You gotta give it to me.
The big homie that rang the bell, so the prizes, you're qualified now. So you got that.
She going outside.
I'm just worried if Cardi B calls you on stage, she might sit you down quickly if you say that on stage. I'm just worried about you.
Oh, man, I hope she goes on the dance like that.
Well, you better get it together because you might get that phone call that those 4 tickets are yours for March 17th. Who would you take with you?
My husband, my daughter, and I don't know about the fourth one.
Deanna. Oh, never mind.
I'm okay.
All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
My cousin's at Hot 103 Jam. Hustle and Shine in the morning. I listen to you guys every morning.